MMA League. You're speaking to Aaron. How can I help you?
Hey, you just rang me. Just told me to ring you back.
Yep. Okay. So can I grab your name, please?
William Horn.
Hi, Mr. Horn. I was just giving you a call in regards to your Scottish Regis application, sir, that you have started with ourselves. So, as I said, you're through to the investigation team here. So we are now able to deal with your Scottish Regis application. So do you have roughly around about 10-15 minutes to have a chat to myself? Is that okay?
Yes, okay.
Perfect, sir. So I can see that the password on your account here is Leona.
Yeah.
Perfect. And Mr. Horn, can, just for data protection, can you confirm your address for me, please?
23 Station Drive, RGCL IV27RD.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much for that. Okay, yeah, so I'm just here, sir, to gather some further knowledge in regards to how your time in care has affected you, and if it does still affect you to this day. I'll also ask you a series of questions in just gathering some knowledge on yourself to strengthen your case. I'll also grab some details in regards to where you're registered with your doctors, confirm your care settings being Rossi Farm and what local authority they were under. So then we can then request the records back to ourselves to obviously go through with yourself during the time of handling your case. I'll give you a little bit of a summary of how it's going to pan out with the journey between ourselves and yourself. And then I just go through some legal fees at the end, and then I'll send you back on your way to have a nice Wednesday afternoon. Does that sound good, Mr. Horn?
Yes, fine.
Perfect, sir. I'll be as quick as I can for you. Okay, so just to start off, Mr. Horn, are you able to tell me whether you're suffering from any mental health issues at all?
I've always had I've been diagnosed with case of dementia now, to be honest, through my wife, you know?
Yeah.
I've always, for a long time, I've had problem mixing with people and things like that. Maybe even trusting people, to be honest, you know?
Yeah, so it's more sort of anxiety as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, and do you suffer with any depression or PTSD, sir?
I used to suffer with a lot of depression, but not so much now. It's I'm retired now, so not anymore, really. You know what I mean? I did suffer with a lot of depression years ago. But...
Okay, and would you say that you could be or have, you know, experienced any flashbacks or any, you know, relating to any trauma that you've faced?
Well, I was watching, to be honest, that The Most Dangerous Man in Texas on the telly and on the film. And
yeah.
When they got held down and their pants and trousers taken down and whipped in the backside, it's exactly what was happening to us all in the Rossi Farm. They put it away as being called jump ups. I mean, jump ups. It was the sorest thing I ever had in my life, huh?
Yeah, okay. So you are or have experienced flashbacks then, really, haven't you?
Yeah, probably are.
Okay.
The only thing is, I would say that everybody that was in Rossi Farm at that time, probably the staff and teachers are probably dead, you know what I mean? It's about 50 years ago, you know?
Yeah. I do understand that, sir, but even though...
Yeah. Just stick it in the door. Yeah. Sorry about that, mate.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Bye-bye.
Even though some of the people that may have, you know, abused you during your time in care, even though they may have passed, we don't exactly... the scheme doesn't exactly punish the individual. They more so punish the local authority that was in charge of, obviously, your placements or your time in care. So it's more of a punishment as a whole, more than an individual, if that makes sense.
Right, okay, yeah, I understand, yeah.
Yeah, so do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all, sir?
I used to drink a lot, but I don't drink anymore. It's I don't take drugs now.
Okay. Okay, and one question I do have to ask you, Mr. Horn, and I do apologise in asking, so, as I said, it's just so I can gather the best knowledge I can about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
Yeah, I thought about it about years ago, I thought about it a lot, right? You see, not only the abuse in the Rossi Farm by the staff, it's because I came from Inverness and that you were fucking bullied rotten by the lot down here because they think you came from the Highlands and you're running through the field chasing sheep, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I understand that. Okay, Mr. Horn, well, thank you very much for answering them questions, honestly and openly. I do appreciate that. Am I able to grab some details of where you're registered at your doctor's, please?
Yeah, I'm registered at the Ardisheer Surgery, Montrose.
Okay, are you able to spell that for me?
A-R-D-E-R-S-I-E-R.
Sorry, say, you said that so quick.
A-R-D-E-R-S-I-E-R.
Yep. Okay, and did you say it was medical practice?
Mons Road Medical Practice.
Okay. And is that in Inverness, is it?
No, it's in Ardisheer, yeah. It's a village.
Ah, okay, no problem. Okay, let's have a look. Yeah, we're at 142 Mons Road.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been registered there for, sir?
Been registered for this year on and off most of my life, to be honest, sir.
Okay. Okay, and then moving on to your care settings, we do have here, we've got Rossi Farm, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
That's in Montrose.
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a look. Yes, we've got, it comes under Rossi Young People's Trust. Okay, that's absolutely fine. And how long would you confirm that you was there for, sir?
I think I was only there for 2 months, but it seemed like fucking 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, I understand that. Okay, and was Rossi Farm your only care setting, was it? Or your only placement?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I can see that they fall under Angus Council. So what we'll do is we'll request your records from Angus Council and obviously your doctor's surgery as well. Once you've received them records, Mr. Horn, would you like us to share that information with yourself?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing what they're saying, yeah.
Of course, that's understandable. They are your records, so you're more than within your rights to see them, of course. Clients. Okay, so what is going to happen moving forward now is this journey that you and I are about to embark on, it is going to be around about a 6 to 12 month process. I will try and get this, you know, more so prioritised, just obviously due to your recent health diagnosis of dementia. and see if it can be a much quicker time than that. But every 4 to 5 weeks, we will be giving you an update on how this case is progressing, and also, how what we're doing to strengthen your case as well.
Yeah.
What we do first and foremost as a law firm, what we do when it comes to this redress scheme is we like to fight for an official apology from the Scottish Government in regards to the recognition for your wrongdoing, the government's wrongdoing during your time in care. But also we do fight for financial compensation for yourself as well. Okay, so what happens is that this case is dealt with behind closed doors by an independent panel within the Scottish Government. So you or I don't have to attend anywhere. As I said, it is done behind closed doors. So what we will be doing is we will inform you of when they will be dealing with your case, like the date, and then also the conclusion to the case as well. Okay. So just before I do come to a conclusion with this phone call, I will just go over some legal fees with yourself, Mr. Horn. James, my colleague, who you've spoken to a couple of weeks ago, he may have already gone through these fees, so I do apologise if there's any repetitiveness. As I said, this has just got to be done for my compliance team. Once this is done, Mr. Horn, I will formally ask you on this recorded call whether you are willing to proceed to use MMA Legal as your law firm moving forward. And then obviously once we've got that clarification, I can then leave you to enjoy a nice Wednesday afternoon. Okay, sir?
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you very much. Okay, Mr. Horn, so when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you are entitled to three types of funding, and they are applicable to yourself. Option one is that you can apply to this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you, and that's just you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is you can instruct a different solicitor or law firm within England or Scotland who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where they are paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government to handle your case, but they do not charge any fees as they have already had a handout from the Scottish Government. Being option three, ourselves, we are in a private and independent law firm. First and foremost, we don't accept any handouts from the Scottish Government. We do work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case didn't go in our favour, we don't come and chase you for any legal fees. We do not want to cause any financial burden or stress upon yourself. We are covered in that sense. If and when the case does go in our favour, we do charge a percentage of 16% plus VAT, which is a capped percentage of 19.2%. So it does not matter what kind of compensation you may receive. We'll never come looking for more. We just want to be settled for the amount, for the time, work and effort that's been put into your case.
Okay,
Mr. Horn. So with them three options being read out to yourself, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal as your law firm moving forward?
Yeah, I'm happy with it, yeah.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much.
What's the chances of it being successful?
A very, very high chance, sir. It is roughly around about 99%. It's very rare that they do come across cases, or we even come across cases that have been denied or nothing's really been given. Because the Scottish Redress scheme it's not about whether you are telling the truth or telling porky pies about anything. It's more so hearing what survivors have been through and the severity of what they've been through, really, more so.
Yeah.
So even though you was in Rossi Farm for 2 months, people have been in care for multiple years. Time doesn't really play the factor, but it's all, as I said, it's more so the severity of what you've gone through within them 2 months, which can grant you anywhere up to £100,000 in compensation. It just depends on where you fall within the bracket and where the panel sees your severity, where it lies in, really. But obviously we'll liaise with you along the way on where or what the severities could be. But as I said, it won't be until the panel go through that and see it for themselves, because we never like to give an estimate or an approximate figure our end, because we're not. But obviously, relating back to your question, there is a very successful rate going forward. There's not really a denial as such.
Okay. Should be okay. That's fine.
Okay, sir. Do you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, nothing at all. Thanks very much.
Not a problem. Well, yeah, save our number, sir. As I said, my name is Aaron. So I'll be your point of call for anything that you do need in the future. If you do have any questions or anything to pop into mind, you're more than welcome to give us a call back.
Okay, and Paul, thank you very much.
Not a problem, Mr. Holm. We'll be in touch in due course.
No bother. Thanks.
Thank you very much for your time and have a lovely afternoon.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.